Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, check it out. Vice President J.D. Vance went on a long Twitter tantrum this morning where he attacked the media, he attacked Politico, and he tried to defend the honor of Daddy Trump and the envoy, Steve Witkoff. I want to break down the Politico article itself and just talk about how J.D. Vance repeatedly gets triggered online and then goes on these long tirades. And, you know, it could be effective politics. I could see a Democratic politician who corrects the record and fact checks and goes off on Twitter. I could see that being effective. AOC does that. Governor Newsom is effective on Twitter. But the way J.D. Vance does it comes across a bit whiny. He's always whining on Twitter about some journalist or some random account with 200 followers. Like, dude, you're the vice president of the United States. Focus on actual policy. You have enough talking heads going on Fox News on a daily basis. Focus on some actual policy. But it all started with a Politico article, not a political article, but a Politico article, as you can see on screen, that J.D. Vance read and did not like. He then sent a long post about it. It's titled, quote, "His experience shines through. Steve Witkoff struggles to manage Russia as Trump peace envoy." So we track down the article and we're going to read it. It says, "Witkoff's solo approach has led to repeated miscues with Russia, leaving Trump's pledge to quickly end the war between Russia and Ukraine adrift." Now, there are a lot of problems with Trump's strategy to end this Russia-Ukraine war. It all starts with a fundamental misunderstanding of who Putin is. Donald Trump thinks that Putin is motivated by money or by personal glory, so he offers him money or towers or putting Putin's name in lights, but that's not what Putin wants. He wants the expansion and restoration of the former Soviet Empire until all of Eastern Europe is under their control once again, as it was before the empire broke in 1991. So when you fundamentally misunderstand the motives of Vladimir Putin, you can never effectively end the war. But let's read a bit of this article. "President Donald Trump's surprise Anchorage summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin could have been a signature achievement for Steve Witkoff, the developer turned diplomat. But promised follow-up meetings between Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky have not materialized. Ceasefire demands were dropped, and threats of tough action have disappeared, as Trump's team offers no clear road ahead." Honestly, that's an understatement. Overnight, Kyiv was hit with massive Russian strikes. 598 drones and 31 missiles were launched. 22 people were killed in Ukraine because Donald Trump is not able to get a ceasefire. He went into this Anchorage, Alaska meeting saying, listen, there will be, quote, severe consequences if Putin doesn't stop the killing. Yet when they left, there were no consequences. There was no ceasefire. There is no plan. There is no follow-up meeting. This is a part of Putin's strategy in negotiations. He doesn't actually care about the money or the peace deal or any of that. He uses negotiations as a tool to continue killing and to trick his opponent. What did I just say a few minutes ago? They fundamentally misunderstand the intentions and the ambitions of Vladimir Putin, and they think they can get him with some sort of deal in Alaska, rolling out the red carpet. I'm sure Putin does enjoy that, but not for the right reasons. Not because he wants peace, because Putin enjoys prolonging the negotiation process. Some frustrated U.S., Ukrainian, and European officials say part of the problem is the go-it-alone style of Witkoff, Trump's special envoy. He's refused to consult with experts and allies, leaving him uninformed at times and unprepared at others. You can't be unprepared when dealing with Putin and Putin's envoy. We talk a lot of shit about Russia on this channel, rightfully so, mainly the Russian government. I think Russia is kind of a shithole. I think that the United States is a better country in almost every single way, and we have the potential to be so much better. All of that being said, Vladimir Putin's a smart-ass dude, much smarter than Donald Trump, much smarter than Steve Witkoff. And the point I'm trying to make is you can't be coming in unprepared or uninformed. Two sources say he misses the mark by viewing the conflict through a real estate lens, exactly what I was saying. So this article continues to report that Steve Witkoff is just in way over his head. He He's not a trained diplomat, and he's going at every single situation alone. He's met with Vladimir Putin 5 times over the past 6 months. 5 times, but they've produced zero concrete breakthroughs whatsoever. They've gotten no concessions. They've gotten nothing. Putin keeps promising down the road that he'll pause or stop, but it never actually manifests. The article continues to cite more than a dozen U.S., Ukrainian, and European officials. Not just one or two officials, not just five, but a dozen officials who all gave the same story. They all describe Witkoff as inexperienced, unprepared, and he's reportedly treating one of the most complex wars in modern history like a real estate dispute. Trump's unconventional fixer has met with Putin, like I said, 5 or 6 times, and there are zero breakthroughs whatsoever. Allies are frustrated, people are confused in the administration and in Europe, and at one point, Witkoff came back from Moscow convinced that Putin had agreed to major territorial concessions, only for European and Ukrainian officials to then find out that Russia had never agreed to any such offer, that Russia had never even heard of this. So Putin came, talked to Witkoff came and talked to Putin, and when Witkoff came back, either Putin was lying or Witkoff completely misheard what happened. I don't even know which one to believe because Putin's a liar and Witkoff is a dumbass. So either of those are very, very believable. All right, this brings me on to J.D. Vance. What did J.D. Vance say? Well, it's quite long and it's quite angry. So let's read this. By the way, if you made it this far in the video, make sure you drop a like and make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Ockler feed. It genuinely means the world. We are pushing towards 2 million followers. J.D. Vance said, "This story from Politico is journalistic malpractice, but it's more than that. It's a foreign influence operation meant to hurt the administration and one of our most effective members. Steve Witkoff hasn't done shit. They keep saying 7 wars in 7 months or whatever, but they've had nothing to do with any of these conflicts starting or ending. I mean, maybe starting because Netanyahu has successfully dragged the U.S. into the Israel-Iran conflict. The U.S. lobs one missile over, then Trump is claiming he's ended 7 wars randomly. But if you want to talk about a foreign influence operation, talk about Russia repeatedly meddling in our elections with PSYOP campaigns, psychological operations on social media meant to divide the American people." J.D. Vance then says, "Notice how all the people attacking Steve are on background, or they're attacking him on his background. That means it's 2 or 3 deep staters who are just angry that Witkoff has succeeded." What? Where has Witkoff succeeded? Witkoff has not succeeded anywhere. And no one's attacking him on his background. Let's literally read the article. It says, "Trump's unconventional fixer has met with Putin 5 times over 6 months, but is yet to translate his access to a breakthrough on Ukraine." That is a direct criticism on his failure to produce results after repeated meetings with a dictator. That's not attacking his character or his background. J.D. Vance is just lying here, playing to the audience. It then says, "You know what this reporter left out to make room for anonymous quotes? The full quote from the sitting vice president on the record, a quote from the Secretary of State, a quote from Jared Kushner, the full quote from UK's Jonathan Powell. The person who wrote this garbage is Felicia Schwartz. Aside from the failure to include on-the-record information directly contradicting her reporting, I wonder if she ever asked herself why these anonymous sources came to her at this moment with this particular story. They have an agenda to blow up the president's efforts to make peace." This is some unhinged rambling from J.D. Vance right here. "The president has made no effort to make peace. The president invited Vladimir Putin for a photo shoot on a red carpet, produced no substantive results, delayed any sort of consequences, and allowed more people to die." I don't want to hear J.D. Vance sit there and posture about peace as 20 people are being killed every other day in Ukraine. It's not the other way around. It's not Ukraine striking Russia. It's Russia invading, striking, and holding up the peace process while J.D. Vance sits there and attacks the media and says that this is a foreign operation campaign. He then says, "There are 2 possible explanations. Felicia is not very smart and allowed herself to be used by deep state con men, or she's in on it and used her position to willingly participate in the literal foreign influence op." These are some crazy allegations levied by J.D. Vance. This is insane. Ron Filipkowski points out, "Witkoff is a weak feckless fool with zero qualifications who got his position because he's Trump's crony and sycophant. Can I remind you that Steve Witkoff's son is starting a crypto venture with Don Jr.? It's all corrupt. They are making billions of dollars off the back of the American people. Here's a clip of Steve Witkoff.
There's only one thing I wish for, that that noble committee finally gets its act together and realizes that you are the single finest candidate since the Nobel Peace, this Nobel Award was ever talked about, to receive that reward.
It's pretty. I don't even know what he's saying in there. All right, I'm done scrolling through Twitter. J.D. Vance ends it by saying, maybe we make peace and maybe we don't. If we do, it will be because Steve Witkoff and the President of the United States worked their tails off. All right, I'm so sick of this weak talk. I'm so sick of Donald Trump being weak, every Republican covering for him, and most European leaders not really mentioning it. I mean, Macron today said that Trump is being played by Putin, but we need to be even tougher than that. We need to smack the Russians up across the head and say, stop invading. We need to bleed Vladimir Putin. I mean, metaphorically, mainly. What we need to do is inflict so much damage on Russia that they are incapable of continuing this war. Whether that's economically or militarily, we need to stand up to Russia before it's too late. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you all in the next one, and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.